fighting for America.
Rooting out a cancer like ISIL won't be easy and it won't be quick. But tyrants and murderers before them should recognize that kind of hateful vision ultimately is no match for the strength and hopes of people who stand together.
Fighting for Idaho.
We will kickstart our economy. We will reform K-12 education, and we will get Arizona out from underneath the thumb of our federal government.
Fighting for you.
It's that time of year for the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Our friend Scott Spencer with us.
It's an iconic community tradition, and I'm so pleased that my guys are all involved in it. I get very excited about it.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hi-de-ho, Kevin Miller with you here at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning. 57 right now in Meridian, and Meridian is what we'll be talking about coming up. The West Ada School District bond has been defeated. A lot of people thought that that was a no-brainer. Certainly yours truly thought that it's very rare that bonds, that levies, get beat in the state of Idaho. And if they do, as we've seen in CUNA and other places, the school board goes back again and again and again. Also coming up, just off the front page of the Statesman today, coming to a neighborhood near you, an MRAP. Should we feel threatened? Do you feel threatened? Or do you feel secure when you take a look at an MRAP? And I'm thinking to myself, woof, an MRAP. Do you really need an MRAP? Do police need an MRAP? Is the danger that big? It's easy for us to question because we're not facing the bad guys, right? Anyway, those thoughts and more here at 580KIDO. We'd love for you to do me a favor if you could. Like the 580KIDO Facebook. Actually, I'd love to be your friend to give me something like that's Kevin Miller at the Facebook. Because, it's just a new way to communicate. You can always kind of see where we're going and what we're up to, kind of before we do it. So it's not like an insider's club, if you will. Remember when, I guess Glenn Beck still has that, but I guess it's called The Blaze now, when he would always talk about the insider's club and the insider's club and everything else. And anyway, I digress. Before we get started on these topics, how many of you love the Whopper? Do you love the Whopper? I got to tell you, it's tough between the Quarter Pounder with cheese and the Whopper for me. And you're thinking to yourself, well, Kevin, you have, I can hear Alan L. Morton, attorney at law right now, putting it on Facebook. Kevin, you have the physique of a Whopper. Well, thank you very much for that, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. But think about this. One of the most iconic American companies, Burger King, you heard about this yesterday, and I really didn't get a chance to yap to you about this. Burger King is leaving the country. Well, maybe not leaving the country so much, but they're merging with this this coffee and donut place out of Canada, and it's going to create the third largest fast food empire. Now, you remember when we were growing up that Burger King was the big deal. Burger King was the big tamale. And again, they're maybe if you've been to Canada, you know what I'm talking about. This Tim Hortons restaurant chain, Burger King is merging with them, and it's going to again create such a big deal. And a lot of people are saying, and I saw this on social media last night, that a lot of people are saying the reason why Burger King is leaving or merging, if you will, it's because, let's face it, the taxes, the corporate taxes in America are 40%, and the corporate taxes in Canada are 27%. And remember, Mitt Romney talked about this in the election, and other people talked about it. Now, I'm kind of fascinated with Burger King. Well, yeah, because you like their fries. I do resemble the fries. But if we're going to start losing companies like Burger King, what's next? By the way, Burger King is not as big as it once was. There was a great article, and you can Google it. I think it's free, from Business Week magazine, or better yet, maybe I'll try and link to it on our show notes blog. But it was Burger King has sold off most of its stores. There are not a lot of corporately owned Burger King stores anymore. And basically what they've done is they've sold them to a lot of folks, a lot of people like you and me, that love their community and, you know, our franchisees. And that's why I see the remodeling of the store. They did something really weird. They hired like a 27-year-old kid who's been running around, a Columbia grad, you know, big, smart guy. But he's been going around to the Burger Kings and working on them and such. But really, they only have about 100 corporately owned stores. And basically what Burger King has become is just the supplier now, where you get your Whopper sauce or something like that. And they've gone from the depths of despair when it comes to losses to being very profitable. So now that's how they can afford this. But if you want some more information, let's take a quick dab at the Burger King thing and what it means to us here at 580KIDO.
To buy Canadian coffee and donut maker Tim Hortons, Burger King would relocate its headquarters to Canada in an effort to lower the company's tax rate. It's a strategy that some call tax inversion. Shares of both companies were popping double digits on the news. If the deal closes, it would create the third largest fast food chain in the world, with more than 18,000 locations in 100 countries. That would be close to $22 billion in sales. News of this deal coincided with a new report that fast food chains may have a millennial problem. According to information provided to the Wall Street Journal, the percentage of people ages 19 to 21 in the U.S. who visited McDonald's monthly has fallen by almost 13% since 2011. This key demographic is choosing fast casual chains instead, like Chipotle, Five Guys, and Panera Bread. Shares of McDonald's are down more than 2% this year. For more, check out the Fox Business Channel Finder on foxbusiness.com.
All right, there we have it. 580KIDO, your home for Fox News and Fox Business here in the Treasure Valley. But if Burger King leaves, what does that mean for the mom-and-pop businesses? I mean, 40% corporate tax rate? How can we be competitive? And yet, the stock market's blowing up. And when she talked about the millennial problem, you know, you think about your kid or your kids' kids, or maybe your brothers and sisters, the millennials, what, the oldest now, 31. A lot of people call them Generation Y. 95 million people in that age cohort. 95 million. And they grew up without TV. They don't like cable television. They grew up without, I mean, they've got a ton of student loans. They have dreams like all of us. And they've got a big challenge. And I'm not getting political here. It's more economical. And, you know, some politician, Republican or Democrat, are going to promise to do stuff. Are they going to bring us real jobs? Do you really believe that if Mitt Romney were in, and I have to answer this question before I ask it, yes, that we'd have more trickle-down economics? You know, people would have jobs just because of the Keystone Pipeline, just because of the energy policies. Now, is big business all good? No. I mean, you know, Dave Petzl would probably disagree with me on that. But anyway, so just something the next time you're going by Burger King. And look, I'm not bagging on Burger King. The local folks that run it, they do a really good job, that store on Cherry Lane. But and Fairview as well. But you take a look at this, and this is just a warning sign that the great American empire needs to start taking care of its own. And we're not even talking about the illegals. We're talking about jobs and everything else. When a corporation based in Ohio, the Rust Belt, all of a sudden decides we'll be seeing you, whether it's because of corporate taxes or globalization, I think that says something. I think it says something that when a country doesn't have a good, firm business base, right? Anyway, let's move on. Speaking of business, a lot of, well, economic business going on. When we're talking about the West Ada School Board bond defeated, as we told you earlier, you've got this issue. People voted 62.7% in favor, 37.2% against. Turnout was very light, according to Dr. Clark. Now, Dr. Clark said it was the first time they ran an election on the second day of school. If this bond had been passed, and we're talking multi-million dollars here, what is it, $100-something million, the district had planned three new schools and the upgrading of Meridian High School to take care of the influx of students into that area. Let's face it, and a lot of people, whether it's Nampa, Caldwell, or Boise, or anywhere else, have Meridian envy. You can get it all in Meridian. You can get the Village. You can get all these wonderful places. That's why people are moving there, I guess. And you're halfway in between Boise and Canyon County. You're talking three new schools. This year, the district has projected 650 new students coming in. But when kids showed up for school last Monday, there were 851 more students. Now, this is how big the Meridian District is. 36,962. Compare that to Boise, which is, I think, 26,000. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of kids. So what's the solution? I wish that we had a solution when it comes to education. You know, we have the state school superintendent who's telling us it's time to go after teachers. Haven't we gone after teachers enough? haven't we looked at teachers enough? And I talked about this last week, this three-tiered system where if you're a provisional, you're a beginning teacher, you're provisional, then you're professional. And if you're a good monkey and you're a teacher, you get the master's qualification. Now, these have been going into effect throughout the states. And I remember 20 years ago when this was done in Ohio. Now, you that have kids in school, you that have kids that are being taught, what's your solution at 580-5436? 580-KIDO. What is your solution? Because I think you have to spend time in the classrooms, and giving a teacher a provisional certificate is not the answer. You're not going to get out the bad teachers. Remember, we got rid of tenure. Tenure was horrible. Okay. But we still have the bad teachers. We're going to have merit pay. Okay. But it was for the entire school, not for the individual teacher. So it still was based on the collective, if you will, and not the individual. I guess you take a look at some states that are doing it well. They spend a lot of money. Heck, we spend more than half the general fund. So is it a financial commitment that we're lacking? Now is the time to take a look at this, because you can hold both, actually all three politicians on the spot. You have the governor, who has guided us through tough times, running for reelection. You have A.J. Belukov, certainly, who has the education credentials, using that as a platform. I care about schools. I want to make it happen. And you have the Republicans that are very concerned about him because they're already attacking him. You notice Mr. Belukov's ads, very introductory, very non-threatening. And then you have Mr. Bujak, who could be a spoiler. Remember in 2000 how Ralph Nader was a spoiler to Al Gore? Could we see that now with Mr. Bujak being a spoiler for Butch Otter? Okay, we've gotten into politics enough. Let's get back to the school thing. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, your reaction to this bond going down. By the way, in notice, almost a $4.5 million levy for the elementary school to replace the one built failed. By the way, that was built in 1926. It required two-thirds majority, but only got 63% of the vote. Oh, so close. And in Wilder, which we've been to when we're out doing our schools, a $598,000 two-year supplemental levy passed with 67% in favor. I don't know. Did the name hurt it? West Ada versus Meridian? We go to the phones, and we go to Jim in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Interesting conversation this morning. The last year, the Central Committee for the Republican Party here in Ada County passed a resolution that said, hey, let's encourage all government entities that can put bond issues on the ballot, let's encourage them instead to put a savings escrow option, which means that the taxpayers would indeed pay in for a purchase once all the money was collected. And, you know, in other words, we save up before we buy instead of incurring debt.
Kind of like the Dave Ramsey approach.
Well, I suppose so. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, if you do a bond issue, then we taxpayers have to pay not only the principal amount of the bond issue, but we have to pay all that interest over time. And whereas if we start saving, you know, we go ahead and raise the taxes a little bit, but the money goes into an escrow account, a savings account, where that money is managed and it's invested, and you earn interest over time. And then as soon as there's enough money to make the purchase that you want to purchase, then it goes on the ballot one more time. Do the citizens really want to go ahead and spend that money, or do they want it back because the economy is really bad?
That makes a lot of sense. You should run for office.
Well, the Republican Central Committee in Ada County, they passed that resolution last year. And I don't know that they ever really published that out to the various, government entities. But, you know, the people down there at that, here's 140-some-odd people that were elected to be precinct committeemen. And, they voted for it. They said, boy, that's a great idea.
It is. Jim, yeah. Thank you for the call. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk a little ISIS. We'll also continue on with schools. Get your thoughts as we start your Wednesday morning. By the way, if you want to head down, Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic underway. Stop down, check out the balloons. It's going to be a great day to live in the Treasure Valley. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, much more on the West Ada school bond being defeated. Your thoughts on that? Where do we go from here? But a story that we've been talking about for quite some time, the MRAPs coming to your neighborhood. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. Let's go to Ron Paul Jim with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kevin. You know, on your guest, you were talking about who's financing ISIS.
Yes.
And how well-funded they are. And, you know, it wouldn't be that difficult for the finance institution, the financial world, to be able to trace where money is going and coming from and purchases and whatnot. It's not like they go to, armory with a bunch of cash and buy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and also how these people are using our equipment and are so well trained and armed and able to use this equipment, there has to be a logistics crew, you know, a NASCAR team, so to speak, that goes with it, just like in our military. There has to be people there that are very well trained on how to keep the equipment going. Who are these people? And, you know, who's, you know, it just, there's too much that is unanswered that doesn't, you know, that could only point to our government that is behind this. Because you don't just pick up somebody's, you know, it's not like picking up somebody's gun and shooting it. This is highly sophisticated equipment, highly trained craftsmen that have to be, you know, in tow to keep the operation going. So,
well, it could be some of the people that we trained when they were there. I mean, how difficult is it for you to believe here at 580KIDO that we spent billions of dollars, thousands of man hours training the Iraqis, and as soon as somebody fires an AK-47 dressed up in a black burqa, they run?
See, none of it makes sense. And they're, you know, and the fact that we would just simply abandon this equipment there. You know, this is multi billions of dollars of equipment.
I wasn't in favor of that, Ron Paul Jim, but you know the skinny on that. It was cheaper, allegedly, it's cheaper to leave it there than to bring it home.
Well, you know, in the spending spree that Washington does, you know, for what they're, you know, if their intent was to destabilize the Middle East, well, they're probably right because they needed, you know, the people there. Who are going to do the destabilizing needed equipment for that, so they supplied it. I mean, that's how off the wall this, you know, whole thing, you know, we're talking conspiracy theories. Well, the one that they just walked up and took, you know, tanks, they're even flying helicopters. Come on. You know, there's pictures of these guys in helicopters. So there's helicopter pilots. Those aren't just, you know, weekend warriors. These are mercenaries and, you know, trained personnel that have gotten their training on our equipment, not anybody else's.
Right.
You can't just jump into, another country's equipment that is built there and understand how to use it. They're not even, you know, everything's in English, wouldn't you think?
Let me hit you with this real quick at 580KIDO. Do you believe we're going back there?
I believe we're. Our government's trying every tactic possible to get us back in there. First, it was to get rid of Assad. Now it's to help them. They want in, and they want to be there because they're, you know, the corporate interests there, the military-industrial complex, the banking financial world, the resources which they want to have control over.
Right.
You know, it's just the appearance of being good guys and everything. But, you know, even in Afghanistan, all it was about was getting that pipeline to the, the Indian Ocean or something like that through Afghanistan. So, you know, it's all about corporate interests. we're being told lies after lies after lies. The opium in Afghanistan, for example, is running more production than ever before. And we were told that, you know, we were trying to inspire the entrepreneurial spirit, that they would turn to terrorism if we didn't. Remember with that Geraldo Rivera interview?
I agree. Yep.
I mean, there's too much. It's laughable. It's terrible. It's sad. I don't understand how anybody would tie into this anymore. And, you know, our government.
Yeah, but let me hit you with this here quickly at 580KIDO. Ron Paul, Jim, they beheaded an American.
Well, they're probably left the back door open.
And they're going to come, and they're saying they're coming to get us. Do you believe them?
Well, I believe they're going to stage something. They're trying to set everybody up with this campaign of fear and campaign, you know, the video of the beheading. You know, they scrub everything off of YouTube, but they somehow let that one go. So there's an orchestrated effort to instill fear-mongering into the people by the corporate world. You know, they want us to sit there and give up our rights and cower. And, you know, meanwhile, they leave the border wide open.
Well,
you know, there was a state.
Right. Ron Paul, Jim, thanks for the call. But look, here's the skinny on this. And this is one of the reasons why I just had an issue with the Patriot Act. And Butch Otter fought against it. Okay, you're going to, without a warrant, get all my information. Without anything, without a warrant, you're going to be able to find out what movie I go to, what books I buy. And yet, if you go up to someone who's in the country illegally, we can't ask for your papers. Come on! Gene and Cuna at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, my brother. How was the Oregon coast?
It was good. It was good. The people here, they really spoil you. They're very friendly. So when you go up to somebody and you're like, hi, they kind of look at you kind of funny, but it was fascinating.
Yeah. They look at you like you got frogs crawling out your ears.
Yeah.
Did you get down to the Sea Lion Caves?
I didn't go to the Lion Caves, but I did see them in Newport.
Oh, man. If you should, next time you go over there, go down to the Sea Lion Caves. That is absolutely fantastic.
Really?
It really is. Yeah.
All right.
Been there twice. It is great. Little history lesson. I spent 4 years in country, North Vietnam, and when we pulled out, we left a whole lot of heavy weapons. We left, you know, the 50 cals, the howitzers, the Abrams or the M1A1s, whichever tanks we had over there, and a lot of those things had some type of computerized system in them, and people had to. The NVA, they're very smart people, extremely smart people.
Right.
And they could get in there and they could figure those things out in just a matter of minutes, and had no problem learning what they had to do. Now, let's fast forward to now. Okay, the computer logistics on some of these heavy weapons that we left behind in Afghanistan and in Iraq, it wouldn't take somebody long to get a disgruntled team member, perhaps Ranger, Green Beret, or anything, to say, okay, here, this is what you do. But with the Iraqis, since we trained a lot of them, and the Afghans, we trained a bunch of them, okay, you can't really tell who you're training.
Right.
I don't want to sound bigoted here because I'm really not, but they all look pretty much alike, and they come off as real nice, real kind. Just don't turn your back on them because they'll stick a knife in it real quick. And you've got to be very careful, ever diligent, and you have to be extremely wise in who you're talking to. But still, there again, you know, somebody's uncle of somebody's other village is in one of these hostile situations, you know, in a hot LZ or something, and they're around all these equipment. They're around all this equipment all the time.
Sure.
They've learned how to mechanic on it. They have learned how to operate it because they've had to move it one place or another to get it in and out of a motor pool or whatever. It doesn't take long, and it doesn't take much to figure it out. So the heavy weapons we left over there, it wouldn't take them long to figure out how to use it. And I believe the reason we leave it is not because it costs more to bring it home. It's because there has to be some kind of destabilization in the region so that we have an opportunity to go back and reclaim what we have. And if we have to go back into the country, then we already have equipment there. We know how to use it. We know what to do with it, and it's already there. Now, are we going back? Oh, absolutely, because war is the biggest moneymaker. Everybody knows it. The
right.
federal government knows it. It is the biggest moneymaker. My friend, I'll talk to you soon. Have yourself a great day. God bless.
God bless, Gene. Thank you for the call, our great friend Gene from CUNA. Coming up next, do you want an MRAP next to your RV? Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, is the world crazy or what? You know, just for entertainment purposes only, we're going to try something a little different here. I was reading the headlines last night, figuring out how we're going to even cover some of these big issues. And listening to some of the radio and, you know, the Pacific Northwest, it was okay. But, you know, you think to yourself, okay, that's great. And if I want the Fox News Channel, let's have the Fox News Channel. But, you know, there's some really good things going on, great local issues. And, look, we're not going to ignore this. Obviously, the big question of the day, do you believe that ISIS is a threat to America? Think about this. The death of James Foley, the killing of James Foley, does that mean that we should send in the troops? And why is the president sending drones over Syria? And we're not cooperating with the Syrian regime because they're bad guys. Well, dude, Gaddafi was a bad guy. Mubarak was a bad guy. Saddam was a bad guy, but they were our bad guys, right? Anyway, let's just take a look at some of the crazy news going on today. And it's not to belittle it. It just shows you the overwhelming negativity that we have to overcome, right? All right, do we have the mood music there, Sweet William? All right, here we go. I don't even know how to start this. Top IRS ethics lawyer facing possible disbarment accused of lying. So here we have a government official who is in charge of making sure that we all pay our taxes could be disbarred because he's a liar. Moving on. NATO plans bases in East Europe to deter Russia. Oh, that's good. Who do you think is going to pay for that? Well, it will be you and me and everybody else. Why are we going after Russia? Oh, that's right, because of the Ukraine. IMF chief under investigation in France. Smoke clears in the Gaza as the war halts. By the way, a live report from Emily Wither of Fox News Radio, live from Gaza, exclusively with us. Back to the negative news. Iranian general threatens surprise attack on Israel. Ho, ho, ho. Coast Guard cutter fires warning shot at Iranian sailboat in brief altercation. Now, here's something that you won't hear anywhere else. The Ayatollah, which Ayatollah? I don't know which Ayatollah, but the Ayatollah has said that high-speed internet is immoral and inhumane. Out of Salt Lake City, no media outcry after black cop kills young white man. Funny how that works out, isn't it? It's such a divider. It is. Anyway. Let's roll right along here. We'll have more of the bad news coming up next. Kind of a little tongue-in-cheek version of that. But we're joined by our friend from Channel 7, Carolyn Holly, live from Atlanta. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing? Do I sound pretty good here, Kevin?
That sounds incredible. It took me 10 years to master y'all.
Yes, sir. I hear a lot of that. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And you know what? It's all about respect around here. We are in the South with the Broncos. And I'm telling you what, Kevin, the weather is great. The attractions, there's so many more than when we were here a couple of years ago for the Georgia game. When the Bronco fans come out here, they're going to find, if they come over to Centennial Park, right in the middle of downtown, there's a brand-new Ferris wheel that gives you incredible views of all of Atlanta. And then just opening in the last 3 days, the College Football Hall of Fame. And it's an incredible building, $66 million building right on the edge of Centennial Olympic Park. And I understand that there is a tribute to BSU great Randy Troutman inside there. The doors are not open yet. I haven't had a chance to see it. But Mark Johnson will be on that assignment today, and we'll bring you more on our news at 4.
Well, Carolyn, you'll have to let me know when you have to leave. But tell us about the coverage of what you all will have on Channel 7 this week.
Well, we're going to be on every show leading right up to the kickoff of this new Harsin era with a special pregame show that we have planned for you from inside the Georgia Dome that will start at 5 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be right down there on the field. But J-Tus has put together some tremendous pieces on this new era, as I mentioned. There's so much anticipation. What's it going to be like? I mean, we all knew of that explosive offense when Harsin was the coordinator before. Now everyone's excited to see what he's going to bring. Could be a tough road, though. Ole Miss, they're ranked this year in the preseason poll. They're favored by 10. But, you know, you never know. That Bronco magic, it always seems.
Carolyn, what's the mood like there?
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody this morning, but I can tell you, Kevin, that from our plane trip out here, we had about 20 Bronco fans that got on with the plane when we got out of Boise Lake. See, we left about 6:15 yesterday morning. And the pilot was encouraging them to give a few cheers on that Southwest Airlines flight. We get to Denver. We find more Bronco fans in the airport. Then we get to Atlanta, and we are finding fans who are coming from the East Coast, like Washington, D.C., who have come over here. Talk to a lot of them. Again, two words that they use, anxious and anticipation. So everybody just kind of wants to get her done, get this season going.
Well, Carolyn, one more quick question here. How do you like being called ma'am? See, I just love the gentility of the South.
I love the respect. And you know what? I'll take it, because what I've heard, this does not mean that you're old.
No.
Kevin. It means respect. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And then, of course, y'all, that could mean just you or all of you. So I'm living it up here in the South, and I'm so looking forward to bringing all this coverage to everyone. In fact, I'm about ready to try to jump on top of that new Ferris wheel. It's 200 feet high. I'm scared of heights, so I don't know how this is going to be. But I am challenged to bring our viewers the best shots I can out of Atlanta and also show you what the fans who are traveling here are going to get a chance to do.
Well, we look forward to it. By the way, great shot of you and Dee with the Ice Bucket Challenge. That was awesome.
Hey, we're always up for a challenge. And with my buddy next to me, there's nothing we can't do. So she's going to hold down the fort for us while Mark and I are here. And we'll have lots of coverage for you, all of our viewers. So tune in right up till kickoff.
All right, Carolyn. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. See y'all later.
Bye-bye. Carolyn Ollie joining us live from Channel 7 there. And they do that, you ma'am and sir. And certainly we appreciate her making time for us this morning from our great friends at Channel 7. Let's get you to traffic now. How about
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Now that's interesting. You know, just when we were getting into the bad news of the day, bad, bad, bad. But we want to thank Carolyn Holly for joining us with that interview. And it's great that we have such a great resource like Channel 7 that are, you know, sending the reporters there. And, you know, here's the deal. The first game of the season, it just transcends everything. And, you know, I know, and you that have listened to this program, you go, boy, I love that Chris Troupas clip. Yeah, it's great. Chris Troupas is a celebrity now.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
There you have it at 580 KIDO. But on the other hand, you take a look at the Broncos, and it was funny because Mrs. Miller, and I found myself doing this as well, but Mrs. Miller was wearing her Bronco gear to the Oregon coast. And do you find yourself doing that whenever you travel? I noticed, I think, when Dave Burnett travels, he wears Bronco stuff. And there's a pride. Even if you're not really a Bronco, if you didn't go to school there, you're not a fan. I look at college football as objectively as I can. Who does? And, you know, I find myself wearing that stuff because it's representing the community, more so than a sports team. And as I was buying my duck paraphernalia, it was funny because Mrs. Miller wearing her colors. And all of a sudden people kept going, Denver Broncos, Denver Broncos. And she kept getting mad. No, Boise State. And they go, oh, Boise. But anyway, my point is that it's something that the community can really get behind if just for a moment. I mean, we've got a lot of issues, a lot of challenges, and our job is not only to give you the challenges, but unlike any other show, is to give you solutions. Solutions for you and your world and your life. You know, that's why we're in the schools, thanks to CapEd Credit Union. That's why we have this forum where we invite people on to talk. You know, we live in this world of ADD over-communication, yet we don't communicate. And our mission here is to make it happen. So in lieu of that, you take a look at the Broncos. You know, it's kind of good to kind of get the community fired up, right, in a good way. Now, if they lose, whew, I don't know about that. 56 in Star, Idaho at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Serving Meridian.